Hurricane season is looming, so does the deadline for the National Flood Insurance Program to be reauthorized. WGCU's Quincy Walters explores the history of the program that's racked up billions of dollars of debt, who needs coverage from the program, and why it's so expensive.
It's a windy, slightly overcast day along Fort Myers Beach. This is what's called a special flood hazard area. If you're mortgaging property here, like Jackie Lezak, you're legally required to get flood insurance.
Yeah, so this is our little gift shop. This also was the first library in Lee County in 1955.
Lezak is tending to the Sea Gypsy Inn. The historic site is now a quaint little gift shop, as well as a small four-room hotel.
And we have tax records for this building going back to the 40s.
When she opened up shop here in 2012, she got flood insurance from the National Flood Insurance Program, started in the 1960s, to address what the private market had not done. It's managed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and it has to be authorized every 5 years. The deadline to reauthorize is this September. According to FEMA, Lezak is one of nearly 2 million Floridians with a home or business covered by the program. That's out of 5 million people nationwide. Lezak has $180,000 in coverage. Her premium started at $2,700 per year. 1 year later, it skyrocketed to $47,000. She thought it was a mistake. She says she was, quote, like, in shock.
After I got done taking deep breaths and trying not to cry, I picked up the phone and started making phone calls to our town council, to our county commissioners. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
She found out the hike was a result of the Biggert Waters Reform Act of 2012, legislation that removed subsidies from policies in the federal insurance program.
I feel it's a tax. It's not insurance because only people needing to have a mortgage have to have this. I had to let the policy lapse.
In an email, FEMA told us there are also several factors that lead to rate increases. There's inflation and legislatively mandated fees, surcharges, and just regular rate changes. Lezak says based on the new estimates after the Biggert Waters Reform Act passed, her store was expected to flood every 3 years. Sure, there have been storms to hit Fort Myers Beach, including Hurricane Donna in 1960 and the heavy 2004 and 2005 seasons, but the shop of the Sea Gypsy Inn is a few feet off the ground. The little hotel is not, and Lezak says,
this building has never flooded. Ever. It's been here since the 40s. It's not flooded once on record. It just doesn't make sense.
Agent Chris Heidrick of Heidrick & Company Insurance on Sanibel says he's not sure how the National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, came up with that calculation either. Heidrick sells flood insurance from private companies, which is also an option.
The NFIP is not the best option 100% of the time. Private insurance is not the best option 100% of the time. It's important that an insurance agent is looking at both options and presenting both options to consumers so they can clearly see which option is best for them.
Heidrick says Congress quickly realized the problem caused by the Biggert Waters Act because the following year it implemented new legislation.
The Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act of 2014 was passed to provide some relief for the unintended consequences of Biggert Waters.
So what happened to Jackie's rate?
I repicked up our flood insurance.
Closer to her $2,700 rate.
Now it goes up 25% a year on last year's premium until it reaches the $47,000 again.
The mechanics of the national program were planned to work like this. It would borrow from the Treasury Department in times of bad flooding, and in times of little flooding, the program would pay the Treasury back. But it never took into account the potential for catastrophes like Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005 or Superstorm Sandy in 2012. The former administrator of FEMA, who is also the former director of Florida's Division of Emergency Management, Craig Fugate, says it's hopeless.
The National Flood Insurance Program is so far in debt it will never pay itself out.
Even though the National Flood Insurance Program has racked up nearly $25 billion in debt, paying for people affected by Katrina, Sandy, and other disasters, members of Congress from both sides of the aisle want it reauthorized but reformed. Republican Congressman Francis Rooney of Naples says he and other Florida representatives are discussing the program's future with Congress's Financial Services Committee.
We've told them how we feel they affect Florida and how important it is that if we have a private sector flood program, which would be a great thing, that it also provide for a national flood insurance backup, and it needs to be at an affordable price.
Jackie Lezak's Sea Gypsy Inn is right on the beach, high-risk area. Of course her flood insurance premium will be high. But experts say even if you live inland, you need flood insurance.
More than 25% of National Flood Insurance Program flood claims come from X zones, which are low risk.
That's Billy Jacoby, a floodplain manager in Lee County.
And you really should consider having flood insurance even if you're not required to carry it.
Because people without flood insurance means a heavier burden for taxpayers when, inevitably, another superstorm hits. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.